Next up in finding distribution are channels of distribution for your ebooks. Now, these are going to work whether you're doing a combined print and ebook publication or whether you're going straight to ebook. It doesn't really matter. The work you do before you get to this point will be different. And we've talked about that. If you're doing a print book, it might be better to do the print book first. Get everything perfect and then create your ebook files. You're going to need two kinds of files to get thorough distribution. You're going to need both EPUB files for the Apple iPad, the iBooks application, the Barnes & Noble Nook, the Sony Reader, and all the other ebook readers in the market. And then you're also going to need Mobi files for the Kindle universe, where the majority of ebooks are sold. So whether you're going to create those files yourself, as we talked about in the last module, or hire somebody else to create them for you, before you get into distribution, you're going to obviously need those files. Otherwise, you've got nothing to distribute. So let's get right into this mind map and see what we're going to, where we're going. Now, the first question you have to answer when it comes to distributing your ebooks is, are you going to do it yourself, or are you going to use a third party, like what's called either an aggregator or a distributor? And in fact, many self-publishers have ended up using a hybrid model where they distribute their book to some of the ebook universe of retailers through an aggregator or distributor, and some of the ebook universe they do on their own. Whether that's the best solution for you, it's kind of hard to say, but I'm going to walk through the options you have, and we'll see exactly how these play out. Now, if you intend to do your own distribution, and I know a lot of self-publishers don't actually realize that is what they're doing, but it pays to know. You can, once you've got your files, you can take those files and upload them very easily through a website that Amazon has for the Kindle store. It's called Kindle Direct Publishing. And there's a fairly short form you have to fill out, but the form is very, very important. It's going to have a crucial effect on how discoverable your book is. And you know that in our first lesson on metadata, we talked about that quite a bit, and we're going to be talking about it more. Now, it's not a difficult process, but what I want to emphasize here is to make sure that you get your metadata in order and you have your keywords set. Now, you can always go back and edit this form later after your book is for sale, no problem. So don't stress out about it. But if you have it all in hand beforehand, it's just going to make your process a little bit faster and easier. Now, as far as these first two services are concerned, both Barnes & Noble's Pubit, which is the website they've set up for authors to upload their ebook files for sale on the Nook and in the Barnes & Noble bookstore, I have put in the some downloads for you with this lesson. You'll see them below this video. And these are basically short tutorials for doing both of these uploads. They're very similar, almost identical really. Barnes & Noble has a slightly different form than Kindle does, but they both are asking for basically the same kind of information. So you're going to want to have your keywords, your metadata, and all your descriptive information ready to go. And download those, have a look at them. You know, I have a feeling that most people are pretty sharp who are doing this, and you may or may not need that help at all once you get to the website, open up that form that they use, and see it's really not too hard. Now, you can also set up an account with Apple to become a supplier for iTunes, and they use a program called iTunes Connect. And the process there is quite a bit more complex. It's more time-consuming. It takes a lot longer to complete. And in addition, you have to be using a Macintosh computer to connect to Apple's iTunes Connect. Now, if you're strictly a Windows person, that's really going to cut you right out of the picture. unless you can borrow somebody's Mac or go down the library or go someplace where they rent them and just do the work that you have to do to get your book up there, then you could do it yourself. But you do need to have a Mac, and it's a multi-stage process. Unlike Amazon's Kindle Direct Publishing or Barnes & Noble's Pubit, Apple has a multi-step process, and you also have to install some of their software, and it's just really kind of a pain. And throughout the process, Apple will tell you numerous times, gee, don't you think this is a little hard? Maybe you should be using somebody to do this for you. So they really don't have support for individual authors trying to navigate their iTunes Connect system that's very robust. You can also get to the other platforms like Sony and the Google iBook Store, eBook Store, and Kobo, etc. But most of those you're going to be better off going through a third party. Now, I just want to say a word about this word aggregators, and this is something that Apple kind of popularized because when they opened the iBook Store, they really preferred that people go through larger companies to handle this, and it just makes it really a lot easier for Apple, doesn't it? Instead of dealing with hundreds of thousands of authors, you know, they're only dealing with about 10 companies, and they let the companies deal with the authors. Now you can do it through iTunes Connect, but it's really a much simpler process. Now, having said that, you know, there's nothing mysterious about doing this yourself. My only warning to you is that it may seem very fun and exciting when it's new. You're going to run around to all these websites and upload your files and fill out those forms and get your prices lined up, and you know, you have to be charging the same price on every platform. That's important. And keep in mind that if you're controlling the price setting because you're doing DIY distribution, you have to be aware of the policies of these companies. For instance, Amazon currently has a policy that if they find that you're selling your ebook for less on, let's say, Barnes & Noble than you are at Amazon, they're going to drop the price of your book regardless of the ramifications. It may seriously affect your royalty, for instance, but they're going to do it. So you have to, and it's just basically a good policy as a publisher to make sure that you're selling your book at the same price wherever it appears. And I'm not talking about running special sales like, you know, it's free on Kindle this week. That's different. But just the price that you set should be the same on every platform. Now, having said that, I think that you know, that's going to wear out as a novelty pretty fast. If you have accounts and all of these different people are reporting to you and they're reporting their sales and the royalties and cutting you checks or doing direct deposit to your account, you've got to keep track of all that stuff. Well, you know, for the first few months, maybe that's really exciting. You know, what about by next year? Are you going to want to, like, run around? Suppose you've got more books now and you've got all these accounts. It may be kind of a waste of time. And it might be that you decide that it's better for you to follow Joel's advice and spend your time writing great books and marketing and let other people take care of the day-to-day stuff. And so that's your other direction, and that would be you going through a distributor or an aggregator. And I'm only going to talk about distributors right now, because I think that they offer absolutely the best options, and the aggregators are mostly oriented to working with larger companies, and so they don't naturally fall as easily into the realm of self-publishing. So we have two really big ebook retailers, and we now have dozens and dozens and dozens of other ebook distributors coming into the market. And I'm not going to try to profile all those because that would be an exercise in futility. They seem to be springing up like mushrooms after a nice rainfall. And you'll see them yourself. If you're searching on the web for ebook distribution, you're going to find a lot of these people. So I can't vet them all, but I'm going to give you my best take on the big players here and explain what your options are and how you might think about using these companies. And the first one is Smashwords. And Smashwords really was the first large-scale ebook retailer, and they have become enormous. Excuse me, they're not a retailer, a distributor. and they have become enormous. And they're the last time I talked to Mark Coker, who owns the company, he told me they were going to publish about 90,000 books this year. And that's incredible. So what does Smashwords do? Smashwords has their own specific way of working. And this is how it works. You take them your ebook, and you don't need to have ebook files. You only need to have a Word document. In fact, at Smashwords, you have to have a Word or an Open Office document and nothing else. They will not accept any other kind of document from you to convert into ebook files. However, having said that, they do convert your files for free. The way they do this is with a two-step process. First, they hand you, and it's a free download, and I have a link to it in our ebook resources download. They give you their formatting guide. It's a fairly lengthy document, but it's not difficult to work your way through. You have to take your Word file and follow along with the formatting document and do exactly what it says. And it may take a couple of times or a few tries. You can also go into the Smashwords discussion areas and ask for help from people. And they're a very nice community there, and I'm sure you'll find people to help. But you can do it yourself if you can do word processing. It's not that hard. And eventually you'll get your file to the point where you're ready for the second stage in the process, and that's their automatic ebook file creating software processor thing, which they call the meat grinder. And that's because whatever they throw in it, it just grinds it up and churns out ebook files. Now, this could be a great thing, because if you have a novel or a memoir, in other words, one of those very simple layout books we've been talking about throughout the whole course that doesn't have a lot of formatting, you know, this could be a really good process for you. After all, you're going to get a free conversion. You're going to get every ebook format known to mankind. I believe they translate into 9 formats. I don't know who's using all those, but basically the only ones you have to be concerned about are the EPUB files and the MOBI files for Kindle. Now, Smashwords also has a lot of relationships with retailers, and they distribute your ebook. You know, you sign a contract, you put up your files. Once they're approved, they go through the meat grinder. You have to put in a JPEG or for the cover artwork, and then they're going to distribute your book, and they're going to make it available to retailers everywhere. And the way you get paid is when a sale is made, let's say at a retailer, BN.com, let's say, sells one of your ebooks, you get a royalty from BN.com. Whatever comes in, Smashwords takes 15% of the net coming in as their fee for being your distributor, and they return to you 85% of that net. So obviously that's going to change depending on what the royalty is that's being paid by the retailer. Now, that all works great. So I think if you see where I'm going with this, you could see that if you have a Word file and it's ready to be published, you can actually get into distribution very widely with an ebook at Smashwords without spending one penny. It doesn't cost anything. Now, that's incredibly powerful. You have to realize you're going to have a very plain vanilla book, and you're going to be missing one piece of the distribution puzzle. And the reason for that is that Smashwords does not have a distribution agreement with Amazon, and therefore they cannot put your book into the Kindle store. Now, that is a significant drawback. You might ask yourself, well, what are all those 90,000 people? What are they doing with their books? Well, Smashwords is creating the MOBI files in their conversion process, and you can download those files and head over to Amazon's Kindle Direct Publishing site and upload them yourself. So now with Smashwords, you would have 2 points of distribution into the ebook retailing universe. You would have Smashwords, which is covering the whole universe except Kindle, and then you would be doing Kindle yourself. So inherently, Smashwords isn't a hybrid distribution model because, as I've said often in the past, Kindle is selling about 70% of the ebooks now. So you definitely don't want to leave them out, do you? So you're going to have these 2 sets of files and 2 points of departure. But I think you can see there's also a lot of power in Smashwords model, and just tens of thousands of authors are taking advantage of it. Now, last year we had a new player come into the ebook market, and that is BookBaby. BookBaby is a division of a well-established and well-known company called CD Baby. They've been working with creatives for many years in the music business, and they were supplying, as I understand it, about a third of the music in the iTunes store on behalf of their musicians. And so when ebooks came along, they decided, hey, we are already doing music distribution, let's just do book distribution. And they've gone into it and they've done a great job. Now, their deal is completely different from Smashwords. At BookBaby, you have to come up with a fee at the beginning of the process. Now, that's normally running about $99. Sometimes it's $149, but it's in that range. Now, for that price that you're going to pay one time for each title, that's a title by title. If you have two books, you're going to have to pay $99 twice. They will convert the book for you for free, and they don't do so much of an automatic conversion like Smashwords. They will actually look at the book and make sure it's right. They'll send you a proof so you can check it and make sure everything's working properly. Now, BookBaby will also do a much more complex interior format for you. Like at Smashwords, you could have problems with some formatting features like double indented lists or numbered lists or any kind of formatting that gets complex is likely to run into trouble with the meat grinder at Smashwords. At BookBaby, they're happy to do that. If your book is very complex or has lots of pictures in it, they may charge you a little bit more to do the conversion because it's going to take them a lot more time. Now, after the files are ready and approved and you've gotten your cover and everything set up with BookBaby, they then turn around and distribute your book to the ebook retailers just like Smashwords. There's two big differences here in their model. One is they do have distribution to the Kindle store, so they are actually covering 99% of the ebook retailing universe. That's a big advantage. And the other difference is instead of taking 15 or 10 or 20% of your sales that you make, they take nothing. That's right. They return to you the entire royalty that you earn through a sale. So if you make a sale at Kindle or you make a sale at BN.com or any other retailer, they're going to pass that through to you without any deductions at all. So this is a different model, also very powerful. So if you can come up with that $100, let's say, and sign up with BookBaby and get your book converted by them, and it doesn't cost much, you know, any more than the standard $99 fee, you are now in distribution to the entire ebook universe, and all your sales are coming directly to you with no deduction whatsoever. So, I don't know about you, that seems like it might be, for some people, a really good deal for $99 up front. But everybody has different needs, and if you're a novelist and you're really trying to save money and you're worried about how you're going to get that $100 back, how many books you're going to have to sell at, let's say, $1.99, which isn't much, you know, you might be better off at Smashwords. Other people with more complex books or who want to make sure they get every penny coming to them without any deductions and they're sensitive to that, they might be better off at BookBaby. Now, you might have a yearly fee at BookBaby that's going to be maybe $10 or $12 to stay in their catalog. I don't think it's a very significant cost, and that is their whole model. So I think if you're looking for ebook distribution, look at both of these companies. Check them out. Like I say, you're going to get wider distribution. Smashwords is going to be a hybrid situation. You're going to end up doing part of it yourself. At BookBaby, you can just give them the whole deal and then just let them deal with everybody for you, and you have everything on one consolidated statement. Now, people often ask me about Ingram because I publish so much at Lightning Source, both of my own books and other people's, and I don't really recommend them for ebook distribution. I don't think they have much to offer there. And some of the bigger players really are charging a lot of money for ebooks. Now, as I said, there are a lot of other people in this game and coming into it. So you have to kind of keep on your toes, watch things that are going on, and stay up on the news. If you're unsatisfied for some reason or think there are better deals out there than Smashwords and BookBaby, and I have friends, for instance, who use eBookIt, which is just another ebook conversion and distribution company, and you can check them out at their website and see what kind of deals they're offering. I also want to say that there are constantly like specials being offered and stuff like that. But you know, in my model, where authors really kind of go into self-publishing, they learn the system, but they pretty much stay writers and marketers. You know, I like Smashwords and BookBaby because they really take care of all the heavy lifting in ebook distribution and leave you to do the stuff that you know how to do best. So take a look at these and see which one seems to fit your model the best, and visit their websites. I recommend both Smashwords and BookBaby, and see which one seems to suit your publishing plans the closest.